Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Welcome in to part 8 of the Holy Spirit, Jim with Wonder in Reality. And remember, we could give a billion, trillion messages about Him, and we would just be touching the surface. He Himself, Jesus the Christ, and the Father of glory, they are one, yet they are separate. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is one with them. Amen. The one and only is glorious and beautiful beyond description. Majestic in splendor. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works will I meditate. So the question is, how can someone experience Him for real, in that manner? Remember that 99% or more of people on the earth never even come close to experiencing Him as He really is. Those who are followers of Jesus, who are fortunate enough to be saved, it's about 30% of the world, they stay in the very first phase of walking with Him, which is the born-again phase. Of the four phases, they stay in the first phase. They don't even get to that second phase, which is the first phase of knowing the Holy Spirit. Also, 99% or more of the world, in their prayers, in their seeking Him, they stay in the first realm of seeking Him, which is the asking realm. It's the natural realm that we all live in. We all pray that way. We all know it, the natural realm of seeking Him in prayer, because that's where we mostly stay. The previous message, I discussed the three realms of seeking God that Jesus reveals. Ask and you shall receive. That's the first one. Second one, seek and you shall find. Third realm, knock and the door will be open to you. Those are the three realms. Most people stay in the first. So how do we experience the real Jesus Christ? Just some practical things. But the main thing to always remember, this is all intangible. It's all a mystery. It's all a personal relationship with Him. So yes, we can look at the practical teachings. We can look, and it helps us. And we can, I try to be practical. But we must remember, this is a mystery that cannot be really put into words. He cannot be put into words. And when we meet the Holy Spirit, we will begin to experience the real Jesus Christ, and we will realize everything will make sense. Everything makes sense and clicks. And it's all about him and about us dying and letting him live in and through us. But a practical point I want to make. One major key, and we've heard it our whole life, really, and it's all common sense, but it's so important. The key is one person's private, personal relationship with him. One person. So, you, me, any other person in the world, it's their private relationship with him. That's everything. Essentially, you know, what we do out in the public, you know, if it's ever to be seen by men, and that doesn't count. You know, we can't fake it. It's our own private personal relationship, and we get to go directly to him and have that. That's the greatest privilege. No one else on the earth, no person can give that relationship to anyone else. And that's just, we know that's common sense. But, you know, no one in your family can give it to you. No friend can give you this. You know, your pastor or someone at your church cannot give it to you. The greatest man or woman of God on the earth can teach us and they can help build hunger in us, but they can't give it to us. It's between us and God. And so, what a privilege that is, that every day we have that. You know, everything else in the world could be destroyed and everything can disappear, but we still have our own relationship with him. Amen. What a privilege, what an honor, what a great process he has set up that every person can go directly to him. And that's what we have to do. And that's, you know, Jesus talked about that. He said, you know, don't go out into the public and do these things to be seen by men. Go into your private place, into your closet, into your bedroom, into where no one else, it's just between you and him. And that's when it all starts. And, you know, what a glorious encouragement this is, that everywhere we go, we have that relationship with him. I mean, we can be out doing whatever we do. Everywhere we go, we have it. I remember seeing a sticker that said, "I found it." You know, we could have a sticker now, "I found him." You know, he found us. When we find him, we have it. We have everything. And then that leads to meeting, knowing him as the glorious Lord that he is. That we just have to continue on with him every day through the phases, through, and that's over our whole life. But those three realms of prayer, you know, if we persist and if we prove ourselves worthy, and if we are faithful and obedient with the little things, you know, if he gives us a touch, we need to be faithful. We, you know, these are all sacred, holy things. This is where we move into the mystery, where it's glorious, and we move past dead religion, past these, all these, our flesh, which always fails us, and our incorrect views of a walk with Jesus Christ. We all have missed it. We all thought, you know, there was somehow religion, or somehow we have to do these do's and don'ts, and we have to do all these things. We have to go to every service and learn the whole Bible and do learn Greek and Hebrew and Latin and all these things, and we have to... No! Jesus has done everything on the cross. And now we enter into this glorious supernatural life with Him that is what we as human beings were born and meant to do on the earth, the purpose of human existence that so few find and so few have their eyes opened and their ears opened and their to realize this. If you have realized it, you're in an elite category. And so, I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen. I want to build hunger in myself. I want to, you know, we all have needs. We all, and Jesus is the one who can meet all of our needs, all of our, every need that we have, He can meet it. And someone may say, well, where is that in the Bible? Jesus said, he who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. At the well with the woman, He said, he who drinks of this water will thirst again. But he who drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. Glory to God. Another glorious promise, Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What a glorious promise. And if you or someone you know is burdened, heavy laden, down, depressed, you know, feeling down, we all experience that as part of living on the earth. But perhaps, and again, we don't have all the answers. There's so much that's a mystery. But perhaps the hard times bring us, you know, cause us to come to God and seek Him and you know, I don't have the answers, but you know, we all as humans deal with, you know, the ups and downs. You know, sometimes we're more up on a mountain, sometimes we're down in a valley. But perhaps it's those hard times, the circumstances, cause us to come to God and can be a blessing. Remember the verses, consider it joy, my brethren, when you face trials of many kinds, this is a paraphrase, for you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance develops character. And so ultimately all of this can lead to us knowing Jesus Christ in His fullness. Amen. And we might have physical needs. We might have emotional. We all have physical needs, emotional needs, psychological needs, all of us. Jesus is the one who can meet those needs. And when we're in the hard times, that should cause us to seek God and just go to God, bring it to Him and seek Him. And again, the simplified answer, Jesus Christ, He's the one who can meet all these needs that we have, so we should seek him. You know, not seek healing, but seek the healer, the one and only. Amen. But I do encourage anyone who's still listening, we need to be wise, we need to be balanced, we need to exercise and take care of our bodies and, you know, eat healthy food, you know, get rest, get sleep. You know, there's 16 things that someone once listed that are necessary for health. You know, I'm really into, you know, I've had to be to health and wellness. I've been into that. And the first one on the list is a proper relationship with God. The second one is a proper relationship with all people. And then there's many other things, fresh water, fresh air, exercise, where we do strengthening, but also cardiovascular, eating fresh foods, you know, foods that are living as much as we can, you know, fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, all those things, you know, a lot of common sense. But then there's the whole emotional, psychological side of things, you know, having boundaries. It's very hard living on the earth. I admit it. We've been in Colombia, and it was very hard being in Bogota, Colombia, Medellin. It's pretty much second world. People are suffering. You see destitute people all over the streets, and it's hard. And just the culture shock of being there, where the languages are so different, no one can understand me and I can't understand them. Why am I bringing this up? Just the fact that it's hard living on the earth, and that should drive us to Jesus Christ. That it should. So I want to be just honest and realistic with you in these messages. I know not most of these messages are spiritual, you know, he's the answer. Amen. It's absolutely. And I want to build hunger. I want us to realize the gift, the treasure, he himself. He is so glorious beyond description. He's the one we should be seeking. 99% of the world don't see that. They don't get it. They don't understand it. Even if you tell them, they don't understand it. You know why? The carnal mind cannot receive the things of God. You can tell them 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, they don't get it. How do they get it? Only through the Holy Spirit. He's the only way, Jesus the Christ. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. The only thing. You could tell them 1,000,000 times. You can have people in your family who are saved. I know this from firsthand experience. They're saved. They know Jesus Christ. You could tell them that Jesus Christ is so glorious through the Holy Spirit. He's infinitely, eternally greater than the whole world and all the wealth of the earth, all the success, all the honor, all the wealth of the earth. He's infinitely greater than all of that. Meeting him for 1 second, we will never be the same. We will only want him for eternity, because he's actually what we were born to do and what the purpose of human existence, and they wouldn't understand it. And they wouldn't agree with you. They'd be, I don't understand, you know, because the carnal mind cannot receive the things of the Spirit. We have to. So how do we get it? I just explained it earlier in the message. It's one person's personal, private, secret relationship with God, seeking him. And when they go to him, that's when they can find it. And we have to do that. It has to be done that way. Every one of us has to have our own personal direct, private, secret relationship with Him, then that lasts for eternity. Amen. That's the one thing that can never be taken away from us for eternity. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. He shall not pass away. You know, He and His words and His revelation are the only thing that lasts for eternity. And so when we have Him, we have something that lasts for eternity. Now we can be in Him and we can live forever. Amen. I often talk about how simple and easy it is, and this is an example. You can throw everything else out, and it's just our personal, private relationship with Him. Boom. That's the only thing that matters. Do we have that, or do we not? And every individual day, when we have that, then that's how we walk with Him. That's how we know Him. That's how... Glory to God. And so I'll finish up with that. That's nothing else matters. Everything else can be thrown out. Everything else will disappear and won't last. Everything else. But that's the one thing that matters. Do we know Him? Does He know us? Just, you could pick out one person in the world. Pick out one person from China, one person from India, one person from the United States, from South America, from Africa, just one person, then the bottom line, do they have a relationship with Him personally or not? Thanks for listening. Please visit our website, wonderreality.org. Some new content, updated new articles. One that's called Give Us Today Our Daily Bread. That's an explanation of that. And free books for download.